With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump's felony conviction will not stop him from being able to vote as long as he avoids prison, White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Oregon's entire coastline is closed to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning described as unprecedented.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A second shareholder advisory firm has come out against reinstating a pay package for Tesla CEO Elon Musk that was voided earlier this year by a Delaware judge. ISS is joining Glass Lewis in recommending against the package, recently valued at $45 billion. Shareholders of the electric vehicle company are voting on the package with the results to be tabulated at Tesla's June 13th annual meeting. Parachutists jumped from World War II era planes into now peaceful Normandy today to kick off a week of ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Soldiers from the U.S., Britain, Canada, and other allied nations waded ashore through hails of fire on five beaches on June 6, 1944. This is SRN News. Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it is designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. The new law is set to go into effect on October 1st. A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents who are not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. There's been a data breach involving Ticketmaster, which is the number one force in buying tickets for live events.
The data breach was quietly disclosed in a regulatory filing by Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster. The company told regulators at the Securities and Exchange Commission that on February 27th, a criminal threat actor offered to sell Ticketmaster data on the dark web, and that it's now working with law enforcement. There are media reports that a hacking group known as Shiny Hunters has claimed responsibility for the breach and wants $500,000 for the data. It reportedly has the names, addresses, phone numbers, and some credit card information for millions of Ticketmaster customers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today is Sunday, June the 2nd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Stacy Keach. She's 83 years old. This is SRN News.